Mystery. We're gathered at the mailing room for a business meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Good morning.
And I'm here in Red Hills. We have to let her do this every now and then. I think the reason he's in this room that we need to let her do this every now and then is to sort by hearing aloud what is going on in the mind. Very frequently this can happen, but if you sit down to write what is your problem, that the answers come before you're through. I am so humbly grateful to you ones for being there, for having volunteered for this service, for coming here to personally support and be with us. We're moving now into such beautifully important things. Also, the fun part for you. You must understand that when you are bringing truth, the adversary is never going to allow you just to walk out there and broadcast it. So we have to take a little bit of time along this path, not to smell those beautiful roses, but to take stock of what you really can hear, especially if you know all of the ramifications involved. This is another way of reassuring you ones that if you know what's going on, you are able to see beyond and what they're doing. And that's the universal language. The next time anyone asks what she hears, that's it. And ones don't understand why they don't hear too. What has happened with something like this is you have now, in front of the world, reaffirmed your dedication to Satan, because Lucifer is the king of the Freemasonic order. You have just rededicated the United States of America, your seat of government, to the order, the New World Order. Are the Masons bad? Of course not. They're your neighbors. Is Freemasonry evil? It serves Satan in the secret, darkest, meanest, most miserable places on your planet. Your entire city of Washington, D.C., and I hate to do this, but I take liberties when Ed is missing. I think you should run this picture and a map of Washington, D.C. Every street around the Capitol in Washington, D.C. is a Masonic emblem looking down from the sky. Every street is a Masonic emblem. So when you go back and you talk about your Constitution, etc., and your founding fathers, they set out to build the New World Order under Satan's rule all the way back there. Did they know what they were doing? Some of them most certainly did. Others were simply good citizens, community leaders, and we're going to make a constitution and a nation under God. No, they did not say under Jesus Christ. They did not mention Christ. Because you can have either God. It depends on who is your ultimate idol, your ideal. So you must consider that you are talking Christ. Ness, and that was the image that they were projecting, but did they know what they were doing? Well, anyone that would continue to flaunt slavery certainly were not working in behalf of all ones, and ones who continued to put down the Native American from whom they stole everything. Was not intent on Christ-ness. So when ones come forth and say the founding fathers intended that, and I'm guilty of that too, because I do know what some of those intents were. And most of them were just to bring peace to a quibbling society. And let me tell you, there was plenty, plenty of uprising against the Constitution. It barely passed. What is more important is with the pressures that came from a goodly society demanding Christness, goodness, came the amendments. And now you're in a race for time, because certain amendments were ratified but suddenly removed. Quote, lost. One of them is the 13th Amendment. And this is what Ray Rennick gets on a kick about and is called the schizophrenic nitwit. Crazy. But it sure does shake up the judges, because they have to bring in the New World Order before you throw all of those lawyers out of your government. In the Constitution ratified, it says, thou shalt have no titles of nobility serving in your government, in your high places, on your benches. They can't even, a lawyer by the Constitution and the 13th Amendment cannot even be the district attorney. Not by title. You'd have to call him something else. He becomes an officer of the court. Well, how long has it been since you ever had that kind of representation? And you know what? You're even going back to some of the courts are going to be set up, the federal courts, where they put on those stupid white wigs again. And you will feel you are like going through Spielberg's crazy house. Have you ever watched the opening of Parliament? And the Queen, oh, they do all this stupid stuff. A
and you feel like you're in less than a kindergarten play, and you think, oh my God, they cannot be serious, so you put it aside as they cannot be serious. Let me tell you, they are serious. Now, for Dorma to think that they're going to leave her alone is ludicrous. And so we pass this threshold very, very frequently. And especially anymore, because she's tired. Comes right up here, that many were present the very day I said, this is your last day that you can walk away unscathed. And of course, everyone says, oh, hallelujah, Father, I'm with you. Well, Dorma dragged her feet a little bit, because at some level of understanding, she knew what that meant. And you see, there's something else. One should somehow bow and scrape to God or His representatives. You have predetermined, pre-trained, brainwashed ideas of what the hierarchy is, what your source is, how that source should act. Well, let me tell you something. If you act in any way at all, that reflection of you acts that way because you're doing it. Ones have literally turned away from this program, and Dorma doesn't understand why the testing. Do you know that absolutely one day Germaine said bullshit? It was bad enough when Hathon did it, but not our great Saint Germaine. And Dorma said, I'm going to write that. That doesn't sound good. Oh, you are now going to decide what you are going to write and what I may write. Yes, sir. I don't want any more flack from you. I honor you, precious. You're going to sit here, and it was like 2:30 in the morning. And you're going to decide if you are going to serve as a scribe honestly, or are you going to rewrite everything like everybody does to make it easy for you. And the sun came up, and we're still there. And finally, she was so tired, she said, to hell with it. Bullshit, you know. But it's your responsibility. Well, every time that she has done that, you see, we'd already met that challenge with Hathon. And she just finally said, sir, then it is your responsibility and you take it. And I said, thank you. I thought we'd never get here. But you see, this isn't what the world does. They don't come confront Germaine or Hathon. They belittle Germaine and Hathon, but she gets the blame. These are the choices you need to make when you decide who and what you serve. On the other hand, you are working in a physical environment. Why burden your brain? You don't have to go out there and insist, put my knees on your chest, shoulders to the ground, and shove it down their throat. This is why I said this to Davy yesterday. Don't go home to your bride and say, darling, I was just with the ETs. She's planning a wedding. She'll kill him. It's like this falseness that comes out with, I'm a born-again Christian. Last night I was converted, saved by Jerry Falwell. It rings false. Even if it's truth, it rings false. And the farther you go, it just like Ray Rinnick, the more he shouts to the judge, you are a murderer. I know where the bodies are buried, blah, 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 blah. And there is a 13th Amendment, and you are a court. Illegal. Well, the judge heard it because, man, they know they are treading on it. But how many will understand in that press corps out there without backup, which they do have? He immediately called a recess. If we had all day, we'd get reports on things like that. But I don't want to keep you this morning. There are so many other things to do, and this is another thing that bewilders her. There are so many other things to do that writing and speaking are not only a gross imposition, but she dreads them. Because everything she's writing now comes back in denial and sets her up for one more court trial. Can she take it? Of course she can take it, because we will do exactly what we're doing right now. I will take it. And she is just here somewhere. We don't have any trouble with her emotion once I'm here, you notice. When I become emotional, boy, we got a real problem. Because she will respond to that. And sometimes that has happened. Only it will be over wonderful things. Regardless of why they let Demyanov go, and he's not out of there yet. You know, basically he's free, but he ain't going anywhere till his family gets there to sign him out to. By this afternoon, they could have changed their mind, but it's too embarrassing in view of the other phony baloney they've got going. And all of this came at a time where you can reinforce the Kol Nidre. Now, we have written about this one for years. For you who are kind of new, I want you to know that the Kol Nidre is a Jewish Talmud, not Torah. It is a Khazarian Zionist vow of all vows. At the beginning of the New Year celebration, the very first ritual is to take the vow, the Kol Nidre. Now guess what it says? It says, I hereby reaffirm that every vow I take during the following year is negated. In other words, I vow that my vows are valueless. Now let me remind you, the majority of the lawyers, the majority of the judges, the entire media system, your over 65% of your Congress are Zionists. And even if they are not taking this vow as a Jew,
hello. We're in a meeting with Commander at the moment. There's a room full of people. I'll put you on hold and put you on the speaker, okay?
Good morning, Ray.
Try and speak up, Ray.
Okay, well, good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
And I talked to you Saturday morning, and I wanted to, just before we started, I wanted to finish up something that I wanted to tell you when we were interrupted. When I was in the holding cell Friday, I was talking to about five or six other gentlemen, and someone was talking about religion, Jesus, and faith, and everything. And I asked, does anyone know anything about the satanic cult in this area? And this one guy who I've spoken before said, yes, he says, where I'm from, there's rampant. He says, there are hundreds of people now where I'm from that are into that. And he said, there are roads that have upside down crosses nailed to them. That it burns with the, and connected with the Hell's Angels and drug trafficking and drug labs. And I said, are those drug labs just junkyards? And on the Bowl Mesa, on the Pomeroy property here, Pomeroy Road. And he said, yes, that's the place. And then he described an old house, a great, down in the South County, there's several large, old 19th century Victorian house. They're three stories high, maybe 25, 30 rooms with turrets and round towers. And there's something right out of an Alfred Hitchcock movie. He said one of these houses is the center of it. And he said, if you get on the side road, see these upside down crosses, which is the symbol of Satanism, he said, get the hell out of there quick. And anyhow, I said, where is this house? And I showed him the map that was in the contact newspaper of that area. And he said, yeah, right there. And he said, the house is off Pomeroy Road and Las Barras Road. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting. I think I know the house.
Anyhow, they said, this is my theory, and I think there's much more here than meets the eye. Jim in Chicago, when I told him about this, he laughed that every time you find a little bit of substance, as you dig deeper, you usually find out it's a hard time worse than it first is. Two fellows I was talking to in the holding cell, they worked on, oh, one fellow told me about he had friends worked on underground facilities in Hesperia and the Hatchby. And he told about the security, they had a strip down there, there were researchers going in and out, and they were threatened not to tell about to anyone.
Yes, it is.
But I'll make that three before I go upstairs. Well, Ed, I'm sure you've got all the information on what happened on Friday.
Yes, and all I can offer you, Ray, is to know that you are doing your job. That's very little support, I understand. But you are doing more from right where you are than you could be doing outside.
It sure looks like that, Commander.
It seems that you sit in isolation and cannot do anything, but you are the conduit that allows this paper and then others to pick up the banner and question, at least.
It sure appears that I've picked more information than I've been in here from the grapevine and some other prisoners.
Amazing, isn't it?
It sure is. Except now, what's going to happen next? I think they're going to really try to silence me now.
Ray?
Yes?
I have in front of me a document from the law books which explains what 5150 is.
Yes?
Which Dansereau said he was going to probably invoke.
Okay.
And the classification is 5150, dangerous or gravely disabled person. Basis of probable cause. And it explains the various drugs and things that they can do with or without your permission. That will be included in a story about you, which will be in next week's paper, and you can read the details of it.
Okay, well, to begin with, this whole thing started with me about 8 years ago. Two friends of mine, they were sort of friends. Yeah, they were pretty good friends. They were working for DEA. They were working for the Central Technical Unit of DEA, which was holding a surveillance on drug labs in San Francisco County. This was Dennis Dale was the head of that. And he too,
yeah. but we have some responses. You see, you're over there struggling with San Luis Obispo. One thing that we have not wanted to do until we could get some of our own people here into protection is to begin to present the connections right out of Kern County. There are more corrupt, Satanist, ritualistic city fathers in Kern County than almost any county in the United States. In Bakersfield, for instance, several of the city fathers, they have underground facilities where they have regular meetings, and they are extremely... she's not giving me the right word, but they follow the directions of the Satanic Orders and the Black Witch Society to the letter. And they are so open that they even hire in caterers to do the dinners and things like that, you know, and clean up the mess. Now that's known. And it's very hard for you ones who are pioneers in stepping out there and telling the truth to keep going. Each has volunteered for a specific service to your fellow man, and you feel trapped in it. But if not you, who? Because others do not have the information. They've not bothered. They are only coming into it. And if you can hold to your goal and say, well, out there somewhere, this is what my purpose was, then maybe you can deal with the interim activities a little more easily. Don't expect it to be easy, Ray. Don't expect, quote, God to come and whisk you away and perform miracles of that sort. They would not be accepted as miracles. They would be accepted as magic, and it would come down in a negative aspect. It's just very, very hard while you are caught in it to have to continue to put up with what you have to put up with just to tell the truth. And it isn't a matter of just getting the truth out there. It is the visual confirmation of this is to what your judicial system has degraded itself to become. And it's not easy. And you have to come, and with the brainwashing that goes on, you have to understand that you have to pull yourself out of the focus on Ray Rennick and put the focus on why it is valid to bring these things forth. And in that change of focus from centering on self, you may be guided to protect self a little better than you do. Now, you would think that you are not protecting self very well, you know, out there suggesting this and suggesting that and calling the judge a murderer and things like that. This is all very valid, and obviously you are being guided to do that. So I'm not correcting your course. I'm just telling you that there are ways you can make it a lot easier on yourself and let us pick up the ball. This is what Gunther doesn't understand and some of the others. And this is what my own speaker doesn't understand. She doesn't have to do it all. Neither do you have to do it all. And if we end up getting ourselves incarcerated in the paper silence, then we can't do anything. So always you must guide your actions according to what the repercussions may be on the other end, and don't allow the doors to be closed either on yourself or the connections, because you are not forgotten in there. We do not forget our people. That is a government thing. That is a physical, satanic thing where your government will sacrifice the troops. We don't do that. And we prefer it when you troops don't sacrifice yourselves. Ours is not a thrust of force and guns and knives. One was kind enough to finally dig up and bring me the October issue of Soldiers of Fortune. I had asked for it for several reasons. There's a very good article in there on the training of Navy SEALs. But every page is dedicated to death and violence. And this is a rather sophisticated magazine. So you have to always consider what you are doing as to how you may well tie the hands of the ones outside working diligently as hard as they can under the most adverse circumstances to get your story out, get it spread around, and people are listening to guidance. Ed and Rick are running stories immediately applicable to your position. That allows ones to read it and question and have a resource to come rather than you. And you still get the focus. And hopefully you still get to stay alive. We are going to press magnificently on what they can do to you now to silence you and why they would want to do so. So you have provided an opening for the contact to run several stories on the possibilities involved here without doing anything subversive to get the paper closed. We just have to look beyond. And I know that it's very difficult when you sit from your vantage point. But I don't believe, Ray, that you are any more a prisoner than you were when you were walking around on the outside fearful of being shot.
Yeah.
So you are a focus, and it's trite to say we appreciate you taking that burden, but it does give an opportunity to do something. And for that we are grateful as citizens of this nation. This is a chosen nation. I want for your own edification to know the source and the translation of America in language. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm talking about literal translation of language. The word America means kingdom of heaven. And you've come a long way in the opposite direction. But these are the truths that you must hold to. It is not a focus to hurt Ray Rinnick. And God does not forsake his people. And you are not forsaken. And as long as you can hold that in your heart, you can think in wisdom. Don't panic. Don't lash out. Always think in wisdom and listen to your guidance. And I understand that it's very brave of you to stand up there and call a magistrate who considers himself God a liar, an illegal thief, and things like this. But these are the things that birth your nation. It took some daring ones to do it. Always just make sure, Ray, you do it for the right reasons. Because if you do it for the reasons beyond and higher than yourself, then higher than yourself can handle it. When you centralize it, internalize it, and it becomes something for Ray Rinnick, you are dismissing the higher resource and your help. So, son, just hold it in your heart that way. Now I'm through with my lecture.
Okay. Yes. Well, I was just in the courtroom. I was just invoking the rights under the 13th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America. A final little blurb here on the state lesson thing. Jim in Chicago tells me about a trust company in Kentucky or Tennessee that has semi-trucks set up carry babies in from Venezuela, Mexico. Companies go down there and they get unwanted babies from the prostitutes down in Mexico and tell them that they're going to bring them up North America where they will be adopted by rich single families and have a nice home. Actually, they are brought up here to be used in satanic ritual.
Yes, that's right.
And no matter how much caution I'm supposed to exercise, I just cannot sit back and abide by things like this.
No, but there is a time and a sequence that can always take precedent. I hear what you're saying, and certainly it should not and must not be abided. But if you get yourself silenced, do you see, it can't ever come out. If we do things that allow them to literally, physically stop us, then there is no resource. They have literally won by our loss. So we must always consider these things. What can you do? You can bring it public. And then a paper dedicated to simple journalism. And this is one reason we print the things that are against us also, so that there can be no judgment made of the paper other than it prints both sides to the best of our ability. And Hatton takes a real second role to everything anymore. That way you are not entangled in the possibilities of hierarchy, God, that you are not ridiculed on the basis of your belief, but judge on the basis of the truth of the matter. When you remove their ability to cover it with their lies, then you can make headway. If you go forth, and I hear what you're saying, because we have printed this in the paper about the trucks and the babies, it hits the reading audience as so incredibly absurd that this would happen in, quote, the kingdom of God and heaven amongst the chosen Israelites of the United States in this humanitarian government. You see, you have to watch for those little words they use. We must not sacrifice the sovereignty of our government, came one of your patriots. What in the world are you talking about? The government is you. But not anymore, is it? Not in practice.
Doesn't seem like it.
So when you have to understand the level of acceptance in all of this massive, massive brainwashing that has gone on of the society, to think of shipping babies into your nation to the elite of your government for satanic rituals, the human citizen's mind cannot handle it. And in the inability to handle it, I will not hear about it. They are crazy. That is a lie. I will turn it off. So we have to keep hitting and hitting and hitting and presenting and presenting and presenting. And then the confirmations start to come. And sometimes it's a long way from that statement to the confirmation that finally does it. And it isn't as much a matter of getting justice, because you're not going to get justice in a court of law. The first thing they did in the New World Order was take over the judicial system so that all the judges and lawyers would basically be on the side of the enemy, of God, the adversary. And you see, then they make everything ridiculed so that the term God is trite. And you are a minority. Believe me, you are a minority. You have ones out there claiming, but it is so long since that they've been brainwashed, they do not even know to what they give homage. So we're in a rotten position of having to make these statements, open these eyes. Ones will hide behind the lessons that start out fine. Let us take the Course in Miracles. It is superb as far as it goes. But ones get into it, and then they become, and they be, and they forget that to obtain requires action. And confrontation of what is, and knowledge of what is. Meanwhile, some of you have a different role that goes on beyond that. You've got to provide a place for a remnant to survive. Because God is not going to dump His children. We'll get you off there if it comes to that. And you ones cannot think beyond the physical. Even you ones who serve every day cannot think beyond the physical. That somehow God has let you down if you make a translation. You know, it's getting tight in here. They're going to put me in solitary confinement, whisk me out of here. Well, I will very well whisk you out of there, but I will do it in such a way that your enemy doesn't know we've done it. That's for your information. You must also separate the spiritual from the physical seeming reality. You are moving back into your reality. You don't spend 100 years or 70 years walking through this maze of confusion for the hell of it.